Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. And we are heading into a segment that I love doing this every single week. Get together with two people who are just integral to the team, if you know what I'm saying. So let me just call the roll. And coming in, I believe, on the clean feed connection right there, Butters, are you with us right now?
I am, and I'm still a little tired from the other night.
It's almost like jet lag or something, isn't it? We got election lag going on. All right, so Butters is here. Let me turn to the phones right now. Calling in from the great, almost like semi-state of Huntsville. Lee from Huntsville, are you there?
I'm here, and also still a bit lagging.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, both of y'all get some caffeine in you because we're going to get started. I'm calling on another round of Butters and Lee. All right, you guys, y'all know the deal. We start off, the first round is me asking y'all questions and just seeing what opinions you got, and then we flip the script later, y'all ask me questions. So here's my first question for you. What's the first executive order that you personally would like to see from the Trump White House? I mean, literally, if Trump sat down at the desk and there was the binders laid out in front of him, what do you think, because some of this is symbology, some of it's real, but what's the very first executive order you'd like to see? Lee, ladies first, what do you think?
I'd like to see Remain in Mexico reinstituted immediately.
Yeah.
And all the immigration. None of this. Well, you manage to get to the border and you just get catch and release, or you come through a port of entry and we're just gonna toss you. Just say, hey, please come in back in 8 years for none of that.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I tell you what, I won't steal any more thunder. But so you're for the very first thing doing to deal with the border, you'd like to see the Remain in Mexico piece as part of it.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. She didn't filibuster, so now you got to talk longer, I guess. Butters, what do you think?
So I would definitely say that the border was up there on my list. I might call it a close second, and I don't know if this is done by executive order. I'm not exactly sure how this process works, but while Elon Musk is interested and willing, put the man to work. I could go back and forth, but I think, whether obviously the border's one of the most important things that needs to get fixed,
yeah.
But is it, some of that stuff, having spent a couple of years working for federal government through the DOD, some of those problems could be fixed by a deep dive from a smart person into how jacked up our government runs, and start heading down that road ASAP. But I'm worried that Elon Musk is into so much different stuff. Man, use him while he's willing to say yes.
I agree. And there's talk about Ron Paul joining him too, which would be a hoot. But I agree with you. I think that I'd love to see some streamlining of government be mixed in there. I'd love to see the close of border, absolutely. And Remain in Mexico has got to be a part of it. And I think it will be. I did see, by the way, a video clip today from Trump saying that one of the first things he intends to do is to put out an executive order that bans any department in the United States government from participating in what they like to call gender-affirming care for minors when it comes to transgenderism. He's going to put a stop to the transgender ideology, he says. And that's going to be interesting because we have a brand-new congressman from Pennsylvania, the first ever alleged transgender-identifying person to be elected to Congress, just made it into office in the last couple of days.
So, and I guess in all seriousness, I probably would really say some of these things that have been promised or discussed that are maybe, I guess, for lack of better words, a little out of the ordinary, like having somebody like Elon Musk, like do something, whatever can actually get done the quickest and easiest to pile on the momentum and the feeling to give people, all of us that voted for him, the sense that, yeah, this is going to happen. Don't kick the can a year and drag it out. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I agree. Any closing comments on that question, Lee?
I totally agree. I think that we can point specifically to Europe, and most of Europe has also denied this gender-affirming care, especially for minors. So I think he has every leg to stand on to immediately do that. There's so many issues. You just got to pick one. I'm going to say the border, but that's also a great one.
That is a great one. I mean, I could also see him reinstituting the Keystone Pipeline, all of it. I could see stuff happening. I would hope there's going to be a stack of them sitting on the desk, but the very first one, I like the Remain in Mexico. I'm for that.
Hey, all right. If he can sign them all in one day, just do them all.
Oh, he can do it. He can do it. He can.
I agree. Hit them all.
Just hit them all. But all right. Let me ask you this. Second question, on a more serious note, what is your biggest concern between now and the inauguration day? Like, do you have any fears or concerns that the left will attempt something? What fast one do you think they would try to pull? Is there any concern you have between now and inauguration day that runs through your mind? This time, you first, Butters.
Well, I kind of feel like the whole assassination threat is kind of a throwaway. You know, that ought to be pretty obvious for everybody. So I'm not gonna go with that one. But just general civil unrest, or just the left going kind of crazy, and who knows what that looks like and what that turns into. But that's one of the main worries I've got.
Why do you call it a throwaway? Because I do think that one of the things that we should be most concerned about is a possible assassination.
Oh, I think it's the thing we should be most concerned about. I'm just saying that's just so obvious.
Oh, so I got you.
Yeah,
you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, anybody that ought to pretty much be what all of us are saying is they better not try to assassinate him.
Yeah, his security better be like wired tight. All right. So Lee, between now and inauguration day, what is one of your chief concerns?
I have to say assassination, because not just from us, not just homegrown or from the three-letter agencies who know what's coming, by the way. And when you're an animal caught in a trap and you can see what's coming, that's when you fight the hardest. Let's not forget. But I also see, like, foreign entities, Iran and other places. Wouldn't they love to cause that type of chaos? So I think it's very real. And I think he needs to be under, but pardon me if I'm not feeling absolutely awesome about Secret Service coverage when we've seen what's happened in the past. Yeah. So, I hope he has also some of his own personal coverage.
Yeah, right. Go ahead and hire his own personal bodyguards and go that route.
Sadly, I'll
throw some out.
Yeah, go ahead.
That something I just learned a couple hours ago. I learned about this text message that's been floating around, apparently to supposedly text to black women talking about picking cotton. Have you heard about any of this?
Is that coming out of the church in the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham?
I'm not sure. I've got a few ladies that work for me, and they were aware of it. All they've gotten is pictures sent to them from the internet going, can you believe this? But I got it in some discussions from some old high school friends that are in Asheville, North Carolina. And, that kind of stuff seems like...
What is it saying? They're trying to, like, incite racism and racial
fears? It's basically, hey, we're going to be picking you up tomorrow morning at 7. You better not be late to come out and pick cotton. It's pretty awful. I mean, it's really... Ugh. I mean... And that seems like
utterly
highly
ridiculous.
Likely that it, you know, if I was Russia or whoever, you know, whoever might be wanting to try and breed, even just stoke the fires, it's and unfortunately there's gonna be a lot of people that'll be like, I can't believe this is coming out.
Yeah, surely to goodness, no one looks at that and goes, well, I think the Trump administration sent that out. I mean, for the love of God. But I look at it and think that the only people that are going to send that out are the ones who are feeling burnt by the election, and they're willing to try and make people feel bad about what just happened.
Well, surely nobody would sit there and go, you know what, we should cut off the genitals of an 8-year-old boy because he thinks he's a girl. I mean, surely nobody would think that, but, you know, they do.
I wasn't done though, Phil.
Oh, what you got? I'm sorry. Pray tell. Lee?
Let me sit at attention.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I was short on the first one, so. No, I also think that what we have to expect is lawfare. According to the New York, AG, it looks like they're still gunning for him in some ways. I don't know what they think is going to happen, but I still think they're going to pull some tricks from now until January. I still think there's going to be some dirty tricks, and I think plus I also think we're going to have violence. I think you're going to have those three fronts. There's going to be violence in the United States. There's going to be marches that devolve. We're going to see a lot of things.
Okay, well, more to come on that. We'll see. I do think there will be pockets of violence, and I think it's mostly going to be in the communities that already did a really poor job of policing themselves during the last round of riots. I don't know right. that we'll see it like in Huntsville, Alabama, but I think that Portland, Oregon better get themselves braced. But that being said, let them march all they want to. Let them scream all they want to. But I think they better recognize a new sheriff's coming back to town, and they better not start breaking things, or it's going to be a whole new day when he gets in office. All right, you guys, that's round one with Butters and Lee. We've talked through their questions. Now we come back and flip the script on their questions for me. So I'll just wait and see what kind of stuff they're going to ask. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, I'm saying saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, hey, listen, we are going right back to round two with Butters and Lee, but let me just tell you guys first, in case I forget to tell you again later, a number of y'all have done it already today, but if you want to get on board with the brand new Right Side Report, it's our daily newsletter email blast that goes out every morning. The Right Side Report, all you got to do is text the word newsletter. It's one word. Text the word newsletter to 833-68-RIGHT. You'll get a link to sign up for it. It has all the stuff on the show, the podcast, the latest written work, the things we got going on, and videos, and all the stuff. So anyway, newsletter to 833-68-RIGHT. All right, let me go right back to the phones. I've got Butters and Lee on there. So I think I'm going first to Butters this time. What's your question for me, brother?
Well, so pivoting to the international stage, the impact that this election in America has had and will have in the coming months and years, thinking specifically of issues like Tommy Robinson in the UK and some of this craziness of arresting people for social media posts.
Yeah.
Clearly a message has been sent from the American people, and it seems like it's resonated with a lot of the Western culture. What are your thoughts on the impact? Is it going to move a needle?
I think the answer is yes. So it's not just what's happened in the U.S. You've got Milei being elected in Argentina. You've got Giorgia Meloni in Italy. You've got a number of what I would consider to be far more conservative heads of state now that are already talking to each other, I'm sure. Benjamin Netanyahu is loving the fact that Trump has got reelected. But, and we're looking at some of the things like, I've got an article from Fox that's in my stack for the next segment that says that Iran is terrified of the Trump presidency and that the currency is already dropping to an all-time low. So, yeah, it's going to have an effect on the world stage. It truly is. And rightfully so, because they know that we've got a different version of leadership that's about to step in, and they've already had the 4-year litmus test of what that looks like. And they recognize he's coming back in with a bit of a passion. And we know we have two years before the midterm elections. So why squander the first 2 years? I think this is going to be a very speedy 2 years where you're going to see a lot of things getting corrected on both the world stage and with domestic policy. And I look forward to it, man.
Absolutely. Well, so specifically to the freedom of speech issues that seem to be really at stake, do you think it's going to embolden the people of some of our I guess I'd say sister nations? Are they going to feel empowered by what has gone on here?
I think yes. In fact, I think what's going to I would not be a bit surprised to find out that Trump's going to do some strong arm diplomacy and start making phone calls to heads of state saying, "Look, Elon Musk is my man. And France, if you want to indict him for having something on his Twitter platform, then I got news. You're about to face some sanctions." I think you're going to see that kind of thing happen. I also think that, yes, I think that you're going to see the groundswell of people recognizing that, maybe we can band together and actually change our government. And so, yes, I do believe in some of the nations that actually get to elect their leadership that you're going to see a bit of a sea change, or at the very least, a moving towards the right. So I expect it. I do. As goes the king, so goes the country. Well, as goes the U.S., so goes the world sometimes. So let's get back to that point. Before I run out of time, Leister, what question do you have for moi?
That was a filibuster. I'm pointing that out. I'm always the one accused. Okay. I just wanted y'all to know, I wasn't sure if you were aware that Trump has already solved the abortion issue. Were you aware?
He solved it. Pray tell.
Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you why. So the four, I don't know if you've seen this online or on different, I don't know, on X or on any of them platforms. These ladies are saying they're going to start following the 4B. That was out of South Korea, and they're going to now refuse to have relations with men, marry men, have children, or even date them. So abortion problem solved.
So what you're saying is they're declining to have relations with men as a get back for Trump being elected, and that's their way of asserting their rights. And I'm pretty sure that means they're just going to be lonely. Just saying.
Yes, or getting with each other. I don't know, one of the two. But what I'm saying is that, you know, how's that for solving a problem on day one, right?
That's you know what? And by the way, none of them are going to do it past the time it takes to get their TikTok video uploaded. I'm just saying. Not a one of them are going to live up to it. Yeah, every single one of those ladies is going to be about a week into this and go, I just really don't like this decision that I made. I'm not going to tell anybody, and I'm going to take down that TikTok video. And, you know,
exactly.
I guess I believe that really four-year thing really happens when people like Cher and Sharon Stone and Barbara Streisand and all actually move out of the country. But that's not going to happen either. So,
can we legislate that?
Now, there's an idea. That's an actual idea. Can we legislate that Bruce Springsteen has to go now be born in the USA but live in Canada? That would be awesome.
An actual dictator
could.
All right, Butters and Lee, love y'all. See you soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.